Welcome, my brothers and sisters, to truthmafia.com. This is your host, Tommy Truthful. In today's episode, we're going to talk about the eclipse that is taking place tonight on the 17th of September of 2024. And a lot of people think the eclipse is actually being caused by Nibiru. So we'll get into that as well and touch on what I believe. Now, Donut dropped this today, and that 9/17 24 date up there, that was from a decode that we did a while back on Leave the World Behind, where I found this code hidden within Leave the World Behind. Now, the blackout and EMPs are not going to be on the 17th, and I'll tell you why, but they are coming up, and it's connected. They never do it on that date. They do it a certain amount of days from that date. That's how it works. So here's the clip from what we did on Leave the World Behind. You can find this video on my Rumble, and you're going to want to watch this whole video because we're getting into the natural disasters that's going on right now. HAARP, Snowden, everything. There's a lot going on right now that we got to cover, guys. It's getting crazy out here. Censorship is ramping up. Make sure you smash that like button and share this video. Here's the clip from the video. We originally did this on YouTube, but they took that YouTube channel down. So it's still up on my Rumble, Truth Mafia TV, timestamped. And at 1 hour and 59 minutes into this video, me, Donut, Aniasoru, Paranoid American, J Dreams, I put this video together. We did it on my YouTube so we could do a Leave the World Behind presentation for our fans. It was probably one of the best podcasts we did. It was phenomenal. I highly recommend watching it because there's a lot of stuff happening now that we predicted in this podcast. So that's where Donut got that clip he used there. And I broke it down 1 hour and 59 minutes in. You know, nobody else seen it yet. And 9/17, we found out that day that it was the day of the eclipse for September 17th, which is taking place today. And check this out, y'all. That was 284 days from the day Leave the World Behind came out, which is 9 months and 9 days, right? Civil War II is 99. The event is 99. Jupiter, 99. 13, the 13 bloodlines of the Illuminati. And then remember on 9/9, Darth Vader's voice actor dies. And we had several other major events. So they never do it on this exact day. They do it a certain amount of days from it, just like I told you with the last eclipse. But you can go through this video and see J Dreams is on there, Donut, and it was a great breakdown. Everybody did a phenomenal job. You know, everybody was finding so much stuff on there. This was one of my slides, too, where I broke down the door. Back in these days, Donut wasn't really looking at numbers yet. Now he does, but which I'm proud of him for doing that. Back then, he didn't, though. You know, he looked more into the symbolism, and he did a phenomenal job on the symbolism part of the breakdown. So did Ani, Paranoid American. Again, you can find this over on Rumble. So we've already had major events today. And so with that one, guys, it's look what's going on right now. Everything's underwater. Everything's flooding, right? Everything's flooding. Natural disaster after natural disaster after natural disaster. And that was 40 weeks and 4 days. So back when I was saying that, that's 44. Well, what equals 44, guys? HAARP. HAARP is 44. And now during this eclipse, a record number of flooding is happening in Europe. All this crazy stuff's going on around the world. They're getting ready for the power outage. It just ain't today. So when you're decoding, you know, a lot more goes into it than just throwing a number in the calculator. I've been doing this for a long time. It took me a long time to get where I'm at now. And when I said 3 dates would happen on the 4/8 eclipse, 2 of them came true, and we're waiting to see if the 3rd one will come true right now. Now, I'm a human. I get stuff wrong, you know. But we're looking at October 11th and October 12th, which is 187 days after the 4/8 eclipse. I believe they're going October. That's why everybody's talking about October now. You know, they come to my channel, watch, and then like to parrot my shit, which I don't mind any of my friends doing that. Shout out to them. They're allowed. But people that don't know me, it'd be nice if you at least paid homage. You know, I work really hard for this, and so does all content creators. Whenever I use someone's work, I make sure I pay homage. It's just the right thing to do. But yeah, this is all tied to these natural disasters that's going on right now. And they just said that the solar flares could cause a major blackout. So it's all linked to HARP and weather control. That's what it's tied to. Look what's trending on September 17th, the day of the eclipse. And we found that date in Leave the World Behind. And I told you it's tied to HARP and weather. And look at this. Scientists have found evidence of past extreme solar storms. Their return could be disastrous for our technology. So we know they had Cyber Polygon. And with we're seeing all these northern lights, like I told you guys. But that has to do with CERN and them opening up interdimensional gateways, portals. But they've been programming us with this, right? I think a major event's going to happen in Texas, too. Like, I'm thinking earthquakes, guys, because I keep seeing predictive programming and all my decodes for these earthquakes to take place. And Texas has been, you know, hit with several major events lately. They're using geoengineering and weather control to, as a form of population control. I believe that with all my heart, 100%. And you know, people just got to start paying attention because they're using a lot of distractions right now to keep our attention on stuff that really don't matter, like Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Puff Daddy, when this stuff is what's going to affect us, and they don't want us paying attention to the weather, the record amount of floods, everything that's taking place all around the world. And look what's trending on September 7th. Besides Texas, Oklahoma's another big one. I'm thinking something major is going to happen. We had a record number of tornadoes there this year. So we've had record numbers of tornadoes, earthquakes, all the volcanoes are going off. And now these eclipses. And we know how they like to do their rituals with as above, so below, tied to the astrology on certain ley lines around the globe. So, or you know, whatever it is, a flat plane, a globe, a dimension, what I think it is. People get mad at me when I say the word globe. I'm just saying that's what they call it. But
hey guys, this one's huge. This eclipse that's taking place tonight, a supermoon and lunar eclipse will light up the darkened Tuesday night. This is trending right now on Google Trends. And tonight, full moon is also a lunar eclipse and supermoon. A harvest moon reaches peak illumination tonight. So it's a super harvest moon eclipse. It's going to be epic. And from 9/17, then we have another one on October 2nd. And remember, we seen October 4th on Leland's phone in the season of evil. And guess what his phone had on it? An eclipse, guys. So they've been showing us the predictive programming of something coming up tied to these eclipses. And it all ties into the weather, HARP, and geoengineering. Hey guys, this one's huge.
We know they're using geoengineering as a form of population control. And there was a video that went viral a while back about Edward Snowden. But now, fact check, Reuters is saying it's not true. You know, which they fact check already admitted in court that they're an opinion, not a fact. Check this out.
Everybody stop and look at this shit. Edward Snowden, the WikiLeaks guy. All right. Snowden reveals HARP global assassination agenda. All right. Listen to some of this stuff. Pause it and read it for yourself. All right. Unbeknownst to victims or their loved ones, HARP projects ultra-high-powered radio waves. Those waves operate at the same electronic frequency as the brainstem, selectively inducing deaths seemingly by natural causes, including by some appearing to coroners as innocuous as strokes or heart attacks. Also, look up here. Remotely silence perpetrators of deviant or subversive strains of thought. It's mind control. And this guy is telling it all. Share this. All right, pause it, read it, share it, like, if you want to see more. Everybody stop and look at this shit.
So, see, now they were trying Edward to say Snowden, that wasn't true. The WikiLeaks guy. There was an article that came out in 2013, which I have watched the original agenda. Video, but they tried to tell us, oh, it's the Mandela effect.
Listen
it never
to some
happened.
Of this stuff. Pause
which
it
is, like, gaslighting
yourself.
Us.
I watched the original video where Edward Snowden said they were going to do that. Unbeknownst to victims or their loved ones, I hate to tell you, but we don't believe you no more. All you do is lie. And guys, they don't want us paying attention to the weather. I mean, look at freaking Europe right now. It is completely underwater. And it's not just Europe. Everywhere. Mexico. Now they're hitting America. You know, I say this all the time. If they're going to roll out these major smart cities, they would have to pay to tear down the infrastructure, to rebuild the infrastructure. Then people live there, so they got to go through that, trying to get the land from them. And a better way to do it is just cause natural disasters. You can't be linked to that, right? They can't say it was you. And then you go in, buy up the land, pennies on the dollar, build your smart cities, get everybody out of the rural areas, force them into these 15-minute smart cities. Not to mention, I think they're going in under the cover of these fires, these floods, like they're helping people and really rounding up certain people. Christians, truth seekers, I believe this with all my heart.
This morning, a soggy start to the week for folks in the Carolinas, where residents are drying out from the fast-developing rainstorm that wreaked havoc along the coast.
The weather just kept getting worse and worse, and the rain just kept coming. I've never seen it come up this fast, this quickly.
Potential Tropical Cyclone 8 never fully formed enough for a name, but did plenty of damage nonetheless. Life-threatening flash flooding left the coastal town of Carolina Beach completely submerged after more than 15 inches of rain fell in 12 hours, forecasters calling it a one-in-a-thousand-year event.
They kind of just turned Brunswick County into multiple islands.
Roadways looked like rivers, stranding some drivers.
It didn't look that high. The water did not look that high. You can see the car just completely almost went underwater.
In Brunswick County, some waving down a new ride after flooding out their own.
I know it was raining really hard, but I had no idea it was going to be this bad.
Highway 17 shut down for hours, leaving hundreds of cars stranded, parts of the road under as much as 7 feet of water.
My wife's pregnant. She's due in the next couple weeks. I got 3 kids. I'm about to do some off-roading if I need to.
One road even collapsed and took a car down with it. Now, the coastal Carolinas, looking to dry off from the storm that proved no name, doesn't mean no impact.
Now, eastern Carolina is getting pounded by rain as we speak. The storm system is going to continue to move upwards through Virginia. But Hoda, we're getting a break from the rain here in Charlotte as we speak. But as you can see behind me with this bike path, or whatever you can see of the bike path that's left behind me, it's going to take some time for Charlotte and the Carolinas to dry off and return to normal from this.
This morning, a soggy start to the week for folks in the Carolinas, where residents are drying out.
So you see, they said Highway 17 and the eclipse is on the 17th.
And the weather just kept getting worse and worse.
You guys will be able to read the blog to this video with all the decoding on it. It's on truthmafia.com.
Potential tropical cyclone 8 never fully formed enough for a name, but did plenty of damage nonetheless.
Is 15 days.
Life-threatening flash flooding left the coastal town of Carolina Beach completely submerged. After more than 15 inches of rain fell in 12 hours, forecasters calling it a one-in-a-thousand-year event.
Season 4, episode 10 of Evil, that's when we see Leland's phone with the eclipse on it, and the date October 4th, which is 2 days after
that
eclipse. So I think October is going to be a very, very significant month, guys. And as all these stargates and portals are going up everywhere in Detroit, all over the place, what are these people really up to? You know what I mean? And check this out.
Oh my God, this car just flown off into the bridge.
This is crazy. We've never seen anything like this.
The entire area right in here, just underwater.
I've never seen it like this. I mean, for Florence, it wasn't this bad at all.
It's terrible out here, as you can see. I mean, I'm up to my knees in water.
You can see it firsthand here just how bad the flooding here is in town.
I've never seen it like this before. This is the most flooded it's ever been. I've lived here 15 years, my entire life. I just can't believe how flooded it is.
Probably the most rain I've ever experienced in a rainstorm happened just moments ago here in South Florida. You can see the aftermath here. Many cars in this area are flooded out.
Pretty much the craziest event we've ever seen, especially for an unnamed storm.
Regardless of its actual classification, this has produced tropical storm impacts across the coastal Carolinas in a life-threatening flooding situation.
An unnamed storm, certainly, but one that is not going to be forgotten.
the unnamed storm, certainly. And you heard that guy.
Oh my gosh, this car just flung off into the bridge.
15 years.
This is crazy. We've never seen anything like this.
The entire area right in here. Just underwater.
I've never seen like this. I mean,
and guys, their whole plan, there's a reason over in China they rolled out the blue roofs everywhere, you know, in all these locations. They know what's coming. These people are evil. What happened in Lahaina was a beta test to see if these weapon systems work. And now they're hitting us with geoengineering, weather control as a form of population control. And I also think they're going to do some type of staged alien invasion type thing where they're going to blame it on an alien threat and say they use direct energy weapons and you know, kill people. All the fires right now, I don't believe none of them are natural at all. How did I predict them a full year before they happened, guys? I'm not a psychic. I just know how to speak their language. And their language is symbols and numbers. You know, we got to be very vigilant to what's going on because there's so many distractions right now, one after another. And that's why they're censoring people like me. Look at the live we did last night. Facebook destroyed it once it went off air. You know, I mean, it's getting crazy out here. So thank you guys for watching. Please share this video. Help us get it out to the people. Leave your comments down below. And tomorrow night, on the 18th at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, me and my dad will be live on our show. If you want to get a personal decode, you can get that over on truthfultv.com. We are 100% viewer funded. So we appreciate y'all. We love y'all. Knowledge is power. Truthful out.